Toronto. The Weeknd has another armful of Juno Awards for his shelf this year, but the Canadian superstar didn't show up in Edmonton to accept them. Despite cleaning up in all four categories where he was nominated, including Artist of the Year, the Toronto pop singer was nowhere to be found at a Juno's pre-telecast event on Saturday where most awards are handed out. The Weeknd, whose real name is Abel Tesfaye, also pocketed Single of the Year for Sacrifice, Pop Album for Don FM, and Songwriter of the Year for many hits he co-wrote for the album. He's up for another two Junos on the Monday broadcast, Album of the Year and the Fan Choice Award voted on by viewers. Other musicians vaulted obstacles to make the Junos, including members of R. Kelly's who battled flight cancellations in Newfoundland. Three of them made flights in time to win their sixth Group of the Year honor. "I think it's important to show support," explained a sleep-deprived Max Kerman. "We have a really good life as musicians and I think showing up is part of being part of the community." Kerman nodded to R. Kelly's keyboardist Anthony Carone and bassist Nick Dica, who he said were still without a flight in Newfoundland and knocking back drinks at a local pub. Celebrating in person had a special meaning for Tennille Towns, who found it took a moment for her second career Juno win to sink in. The Grande Prairie, Alta, raised singer-songwriter's Masquerades was named Best Country Album. Her previous Juno came during the height of the pandemic when the awards show was virtual, which meant she watched the show from a laptop at home. "It definitely feels real on a whole other level," she said. "Being able to land here and celebrate this with the community of Canadian music is something that really means a lot." Toronto band The Sadies marked a bittersweet victory as Colder Streams won the Adult Alternative Album Award. The record was their final with singer and guitarist Dallas Good, who died last year at 48. "It's a strange feeling under the circumstances," Travis Good, his brother and bandmate, explained as he held back tears. "I was super excited, and the moment they called our name I thought I was going to start crying. I felt overwhelmingly sad." Offering a more upbeat moment, 14-year-old performer Cairo McLean took a victory lap after making history as the youngest winner of the reggae recording category last year. He shared his second Juno with Kirk Diamond and Finn for the song, Reggae Party. "These guys are the ones who set the pace," McLean said in a tip of the hat to his elder collaborators. Montreal singer Rev won Dance Recording of the Year for her hit single, Control Plus Alt Plus Del, a recognition she called both inspiring and a signal to keep making music. "I've cycled, through, everything, from the service industry to interesting writing jobs," she reflected. "Everything was a means to an end because this was my passion." The pre-telecast Juno saw more than 40 awards handed out at the Edmonton Convention Center with Run the Burbs, star Andrew Fung and CBC Music's Angeline Teta-Weo co-hosting the event. Other winners included Digging Roots, who scored the Contemporary Indigenous Artist or Group Award, while the Barehead Sisters were named Traditional Indigenous Artist or Group. The headline Juno Awards show airs live on CBC and CBC Gem on Monday, hosted by Simu Liu with performances from Tate McRae, Tennille Towns and Canadian Music Hall of Fame inductees Nickelback. The show was bumped from its original Sunday air date to make way for the Oscars. This report by the Canadian Press was first published March 11, 2023. David Friend, The Canadian Press. JPG, caption. More than 40 categories will be handed out at the Juno Opening Night Awards Ceremony, which takes place at the Edmonton Convention Center, co-hosted by Run the Burbs, star Andrew Fung and CBC Music's Angeline Teta-Weo. Avril Lavigne performs on stage at the Juno Awards on Sunday, May 15, 2022, at the Budweiser stage in Toronto. The Canadian Press, Arthur Mola in Vision AP, greater than.